Hello everyone, I'm Phil Liggett and you're listening to the Fredcast on the Tour de France 2008. Enjoy it.
Welcome to the Daily Tour Podcast brought to you by the Fredcast. This almost daily summary of the 2008 Tour de France will be presented soon after the end of each day's racing so that you can stay up to date on the world's most famous and, some would argue, most important annual cycling event. The Daily Tour is brought to you by the Fredcast Cycling Podcast for weekly news, product reviews, upcoming events, and everything you need to know about the world of cycling. Listen to the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. The Fredcast can be found at www.thefredcast.com, iTunes, or anywhere you normally look for podcasts. For over 2 years and 100 episodes, the Fredcast is the internet's premier cycling podcast. The Daily Tour is also brought to you by listeners like you. Thank you for your donations via PayPal, and if you'd like to donate, please visit our website at www.thefredcast.com. And now, it's time for the Tour de France 2008 edition of the Daily Tour Podcast. Welcome back to another episode of the Daily Tour Podcast, brought to you by the Fredcast. Hi there, everybody. This is David Bernstein from the Fredcast, and it is time today for Stage 4 of the 2008 Tour de France. Today is Tuesday, July the 8th, and today is an individual time trial. Now, before we go into today's stage, let's look at where we're at in our standings at this point in the race. Wearing the yellow jersey going into today's race after that, well, that fantastic four-man breakaway that succeeded wire to wire in yesterday's Stage 3. It's Romain Feuillou from France and Agri Tubel sitting in the yellow jersey, 13 hours, 27 minutes, and 5 seconds. Behind him in second place, it's Paolo Longoborghini from Italy and Team Barlow World, 35 seconds behind Romain Feuillou. In third place, the initiator of yesterday's break from the United States and the Garmin Chipotle team, formerly known as Slipstream, it's William Frischkorn. He's sitting 1 minute, 42 seconds behind Romain Feuillou. In fourth place, one of our contenders for the overall, by the time we get to the Champs-Élysées on July 27th, Alejandro Valverde from Spain and Cas d'Epargne, 1 minute, 45 seconds back. And in fifth place, another of our GC contenders, it's Kim Kirken from Luxembourg and Team Colombia, formerly Team High Road, 1 minute, 46 seconds back. In our green jersey, it's Kim Kirken with 69 points. In the white, it's Andy Schleck from France and Team CSC Saxo Bank. And Andy is our best young rider at this point. In the polka dot jersey, we haven't had mountains for a couple of days. It's Thomas Vokler from France and Bouygues Telecom with 19 points for the overall polka dot jersey. Okay, let's look at today's Stage 4. It is not a long stage, 29.5 kilometers, beginning in Cholet and ending in Cholet in sort of a triangular course, which is mostly flat. Now, one of the things about an individual time trial is that there are intermediate time checks along the course. And as you go along the course, that becomes quite important, because once one rider sets a time, everybody starts looking at that rider's intermediate times as a way to judge what's going to happen with subsequent riders. How do their intermediate splits compare to the leader's intermediate splits? And is that an indication of how they're going to do by the time they cross the finish line? Again, 29 and a half kilometers, we had a time split at about the 11-kilometer mark, and then another at about the 18-kilometer mark. And that became very important today as the day went on. One other thing to note about an individual time trial is that the racers start in reverse general classification order, meaning the rider who has the worst placing, if you will, in the general classification starts first, and the rider wearing the yellow jersey starts last. So that meant that Romain Feuillou would be starting last today. But of course, everyone was looking for the rider that we talked about yesterday, the defending world time trial champion for 2 years in a row, Fabian Cancellara from Switzerland, Team CSC Saxo Bank. After three stages of racing, we have 178 racers left in the peloton, with two riders having withdrawn. We've talked about them in the past. Obviously, Romain Feliu would be starting 178th. Fabian Cancellara, the favorite in today's race, would be starting 145th. Now, for much of the day, Danny Pate had the best time. He started 57th, but he had the fastest time. Again, starting 57th, and that held until number 111, Sylvain Chavanel, the two-time French time trial national championship. His time held until Team CSC Saxo Bank's 36-year-old rider, Jens Voigt, started. Jens mashed the pedals today and really was out there to do reconnaissance for his teammate, Fabian Cancellara. Nevertheless, Jens Voigt came in 33 seconds faster than previous race leader Sylvain Chavanel, and he had the fastest time splits at each of the individual time checks. Now, I've been a huge fan of Jens Voigt since I watched him perform at the Tour of California just 2 years ago. I watched him school some younger riders that were in a break with him, and then watched as he planned on holding up the other riders until his teammate and team leader for that day, Bobby Julich, was able to come up and join the race. I've been very impressed with him. 36 years old, still an extremely dominant cyclist, and to the end, always a team player. And that's really what he was doing today, providing that reconnaissance for the favorite, Fabian Cancellara. And he just had an amazing time. But just four riders later, another general classification contender, Denis Menchov, came through second to Voigt at every one of the individual time splits, but bested Voigt's overall time by nearly 2 seconds. And just as Menchov was crossing the line, in a split screen on your TV, you could see Fabian Cancellara starting out on the course. Remember, he's the world time trial champion and has been for both 2006 and 2007. All eyes were on that world champion's rainbow jersey as he headed out on the course. At the first time check when Cancellara came through, Cancellara was 2 seconds slower than Jens Voigt, but 2 seconds faster than Denis Menchov. At the second split, he had the third fastest time, still 7 seconds behind Jens Voigt time. And when he got to the finish line, Cancellara had the fastest time, but it was by just 1 second. And it seemed like a very slim thread indeed, considering there were so many other riders still to come. 38 other riders still to come, including some of the most famous names that are in this year's Tour de France. One of the riders on the course, starting 10 riders after Fabian Cancellara, was Stefan Schumacher from Germany and Team Gerolsteiner. Now, at the beginning of the day, I don't think anybody thought that Stefan Schumacher was going to be a contender for this stage. Schumacher, known for being a traditional classics rider, not necessarily known for his time trialing skills. Schumacher won the Tour of Benelux in 2006 and the Amstel Gold Race in 2007. Those are probably his two major wins of his career. Nobody expected that Schumacher was going to be a contender. But as Schumacher made his ride, he began to make history. Every single time he came through one of those two time splits, surprisingly, he had the best time. And when he came through the finish, his time was 33 seconds faster than the world champion, Fabian Cancellara. And it was at this point, looking down the rest of the starters list, that we started to wonder, would Stefan Schumacher be able to pull off what was seemingly impossible when the day started? Would he be able to pull off a stage win here in Cholet, France? Each successive rider that came through continued to chip away at Stefan Schumacher's time. As a matter of fact, Kim Kirkin came through 11 seconds behind Stefan Schumacher's first time split. David Miller from Great Britain came through 13 seconds behind Schumacher's time split. George Hincapie from the United States coming through that first time split, 14 seconds back of Schumacher's time split. At the second time split, Stefan Schumacher still had the best time. Kim Kirkin coming across again, 11 seconds back. David Miller coming across, 15 seconds back. By the time George Hincapie got there, he was 34 seconds back. And at the end of the day, the final standings in today's stage, Stefan Schumacher pulling off seemingly the impossible with the stage win in 35 minutes and 44 seconds. Now, before I give you the rest of the finishers today, I want you to think about this for a second. 29.5 kilometers, roughly 18 miles, give or take. For those of you who are cyclists, think about, well, for those of you who are recreational cyclists, think about your last ride and what you may have averaged. Did you average 16 miles per hour, 18 miles per hour, 20, 22 miles per hour? I mean, for a recreational cyclist, some of those speed averages, those are pretty decent. Now think of these guys, 18 miles in 35 minutes and 44 seconds. These men were flying. All right, in second place today, Kim Kirkin from Team Colombia, 18 seconds behind Stefan Schumacher's time. With virtually the same time, David Miller from Great Britain pulls off a third place. Cadel Evans, one of the favorites for the race in France, in Paris, came in 27 seconds back. Fabian Cancellara, the world time trial champion, 33 seconds back. In sixth, Denis Menchov, 34 seconds back. In seventh place, our man Jens Voigt, 35 seconds behind Stefan Schumacher's time. In eighth place, from the United States, Christian Vandevelde from Team Garmin-Chipotle, 37 seconds back. In ninth, also from the United States, and Team Colombia, George Hincapie. And in 10th place, Vincenzo Nibali from Team Liquigas, 47 seconds behind Stefan Schumacher. And when you do the math, it is indisputable that there's only one man to wear the yellow jersey going into Stage 5 tomorrow, and that is our hero of the day, Stefan Schumacher from Team Gerolsteiner. Schumacher's overall time for the four stages thus far, 14 hours, 4 minutes, and 41 seconds. Sitting in second place is Kim Kirkin from Team Colombia, 12 seconds behind the leader. Also 12 seconds back, David Miller from Garmin-Chipotle. In fourth place, Cadel Evans from Ceylon Salado, 21 seconds behind the yellow jersey. In fifth, Fabian Cancellara from Team CSC Saxo Bank, 33 seconds back. In sixth, Christian Vandevelde from the United States, 37 seconds back. Also from the United States, in seventh place, George Hincapie, 41 seconds behind our race leader. In eighth, Thomas Lundqvist from Sweden and Team Colombia, 47 seconds back. 58 seconds back in ninth place, Vincenzo Nibali from Italy and Team Liquigas. And in 10th place, 1 minute and 1 second behind Stefan Schumacher for the yellow jersey from Castapana and the country of Spain, Jose Ivan Gutierrez. Going into tomorrow, Stage 5 in the green jersey, Kim Kirkin with 69 points, 69 sprint points. In the white jersey, Andy Schleck from Team CSC Saxo Bank. And still in the polka dot jersey, Thomas Vogler from France and Bouygues Telecom with 19 King of the Mountains points. Well, tomorrow is Stage 5 of the 2008 Tour de France. It is the longest stage of the entire three-week event. It is 232 kilometers from Cholet, where we had our race today, to Châteauroux. Now, they're calling this a flat stage, but we are getting ready to start looking at, well, what the organizers of the Tour de France called the medium mountains, and then, of course, the high mountains. This is roughly a flat stage when you consider the fact that there are no King of the Mountains points in this race. There are three intermediate sprints, and I kind of prefer the way that they've done it in this stage. They're really evenly spread out along the race course, and this is going to be another one of those days, I think, when we're going to see a breakaway, although I think after what happened in Stage 3, not entirely sure that the peloton is going to be ready to let that breakaway get away from them. I think we're going to be seeing a sprint finish at the end in Châteauroux tomorrow, and this will be the time for the sprinters' teams to get their men into position for the win. It should be an exciting finish. And you know, the way I'm sort of looking at this, I really think that these first four stages have been a warm-up for the racers. Tomorrow is the end of the warm-up, and then we start getting into the real competition of this race. Not to say it hasn't been competitive to this point, but typically, you know, we start with a prologue time trial, and then we get into some longer stages. I like the fact, at least this year, that we've gotten into some longer stages. We had this time trial as sort of a bookmark saying, all right, gentlemen, it's time to get your game face on. It's now time to start looking at who will be the real general classification contenders as we start heading into the mountains, where really, when it comes to the GC, we start separating the men from the boys or the GC contenders from the sprinters. So look for tomorrow to be a long day. Look for tomorrow to probably see a breakaway or two, but I think they'll get reeled in, and I think the end of the day will belong to the sprinters. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Tour Podcast and, of course, live blogging via Twitter all day long. Thanks so much for staying subscribed. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling your friends. Have a great afternoon and evening, and we'll be back with you again tomorrow. That's it for today's episode of the Daily Tour Podcast. If you'd like to comment on the show, please send an email to thefredcast@gmail.com. That's thefredcast@gmail.com. Or you can send a voicemail to area code 435-258-6373. That's 435-258-6FRED. Be sure to follow our frequent live updates of the day's racing via Twitter. The Twitter username is DailyTour. Remember, there's no space. And you can sign up for those at twitter.com/DailyTour or by sending a text message to 40404 with the words follow Daily Tour. And of course, please check out our website at www.thefredcast.com for the final results of the day's racing and, of course, for the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. I will see you all again on the next episode of the Daily Tour or the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. Please don't forget to tell your friends about the show. We love to get new listeners. And in the meantime, thank you for listening to the Daily Tour Podcast.